USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. recorded over 52,000 new cases of COVID-19 on Thursday, the largest single-day total since the pandemic began 6 months ago. In Texas, the Republican Governor Greg Abbott is taking a new step to try to control the spread of the virus there. He's requiring face masks in all counties that have more than 20 coronavirus cases, although he says people won't actually be jailed for noncompliance, but there will be penalties.
The first violation of the standard, it's just a warning. Subsequent violations are subject to a penalty not to exceed $250.
Several thousand people expected to join President Trump in South Dakota today for a fireworks show at Mount Rushmore. The president had to push to override a ban on fireworks there. They'd been prohibited because of wildfire concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
China says it will be taking all necessary countermeasures if the U.S. moves ahead with a Hong Kong sanctions bill. Yesterday's warning is coming after the U.S. Senate approved the Autonomy Act, sending it to President Trump. NIH Director Dr. Anthony Fauci is saying the coronavirus might have mutated in a way that's helping it spread more easily. The nation's top infectious disease expert saying yesterday that researchers are working to confirm that possible mutation and what it means. Investigators at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico reported on the possible mutation yesterday, and virus specialists at Scripps Research in Florida wrote about it last month. Fauci says there's no indication the mutation makes infection any worse, but they need to look into it. Find out more about us at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Well, there are some very strange parties taking place in Alabama. And USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
City officials in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, are warning that several students are throwing coronavirus parties where people who have the virus are invited to intentionally infect others. The Tuscaloosa Fire Chief Randy Smith said at a city council hearing that these parties have now been happening for several weeks. They said they thought it was a rumor at first and did research and confirmed that doctors had the same information. The state's Department of Public Health said in a statement that anyone who is in violation of the governor's health order faces misdemeanors and fines. A city councilor said that money is collected at the parties and whoever gets the coronavirus first wins the cash. This is USA Radio News.
For the first time in decades, more Americans are likely to see more immigration. The latest Gallup poll finding that 34% of Americans surveyed would like to see immigration increase, while 28% would like to see it drop. 36% say they think immigration should stay at the current levels. It's the first time, though, since 1965 that Gallup has shown people wanting more immigration, outnumbering those backing a drop in immigration. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.